Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Here we go again. The seemingly relentless rain, wind, and snow is back, and it has been a historic season so far. In Lake Tahoe, these are the seasons that people who like to ski and snowboard, along with the businesses in the area, dream about. But at some point, has this season become too much of a good thing? We have seen snowstorm after snowstorm close Interstate 80 and Highway 50 more times than we'd like to count. Holiday weekends wiped out. Power outages, residents and businesses forced to close and dig out from feet of snow. On the bright side, several ski resorts announced they're extending their seasons deep into the spring months, one as even as far as July 4th. North Lake Tahoe is home to ski resorts like Diamond Peak and Mount Rose. There's the Hyatt in Incline Village and the quieter state line community of Crystal Bay. But it does take a little longer to get there if you're coming from the west like Sacramento. Joining us to talk about the impact this season has had on the North Lake Tahoe community and the area are Paul Ryan with Diamond Peak Ski Resort, as well as Kirsten Gwynn with the North Tahoe Community Alliance. Good morning. Thank you for making the time.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
I want to ask both of you right now, given, you know, we have another system making its way through. What is the weather like at this moment?
It just started to snow this morning, and we're expecting a few inches to up to a foot, and we're looking forward to it refreshing all of the skiing that we're going to be doing for a long time to come.
Kirsten, how long have you lived and worked in the Tahoe area? And have you experienced a season like this before?
I've lived in the Tahoe area since 2001. And this is not only the best skiing I can remember since then, but it has definitely been the biggest winter.
How about you, Paul? What does it look like outside, out the window?
Yeah, we've got flakes coming down, and as Kirsten mentioned, we're expecting, you know, anywhere between, you know, 4 to 8 inches of fresh snow today during the day at Diamond Peak.
I know this week we kind of embarked on technically the spring season, but how would you reflect or call the winter at Diamond Peak Ski Resort, Paul?
This has definitely been one to remember. It's so far our second snowiest winter ever. We're up to 404 inches of snowfall for the season. That falls still behind the 2016-2017 season, which our total for the year was 476 that winter. But what really made this winter stand out in my mind was how cold it stayed, which really kept the snow quality great all year long. And it led to a lot less kind of meltdown than we're used to up here in the Tahoe area. And so, you know, the snow banks were huge. They still are. You know, you saw some of those photos, I'm sure, of, you know, houses completely buried, roads that have, you know, massive snow banks on the side. And that's been really interesting this year.
We have had some of them on our show, actually, talking to us about really just the grueling work that they've been doing day in and day out, kind of shoveling out, or literally shoveling out. You know, Paul, when it comes to Diamond Peak, for those who haven't visited your ski resort, what's unique about it?
We are unique in that we are on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe. A lot of folks don't even realize that. And so we're above Incline Village, northeast corner of the lake. We are a smaller community-owned resort, which, you know, makes us unique in the Tahoe Basin. And we are right on Lake Tahoe. So overlooking the east shore, you can look down the east shore of Lake Tahoe. You have panoramic lake views for many of our runs. And when the weather does clear, which fortunately it has many times this season in between snowstorms, you get great views of the entire Tahoe Basin from the slopes of Diamond Peak.
I would imagine you've had to close or not. You haven't had as many skiers or snowboarders as you would have liked, given the atmospheric rivers this winter.
The visitation patterns have been different this year. As you mentioned, we've had some major storms during what are traditionally holiday periods where kids are out of school, and that's impacted travel up to the Tahoe region for sure. That being said, because of the snow quality, and because a lot of resorts are now extending their seasons, we have seen stronger visitation on those off-peak weekends. And so, you know, overall, it's been a great season. And I think it's, you know, the great snow quality, all the hype around the snow and skiers and riders getting up to enjoy that has kind of balanced things out from some of those big storms that have kept highways closed during some of those big traditional holidays.
And Diamond Peak is extending its season as well, right?
We are. Yeah, we're very happy. We just announced we're going to be extending our season all the way through Monday, May 1st, which for us is a milestone. The only other year we've ever extended our season into May was actually the resort's first year of existence back in 1966-67, where we went to May 7th. So this is a milestone for us. We're very excited. We'll be skiing all the way into May and happy to make that announcement and hopefully see a lot of our season pass holders and day visitors come on up and experience spring skiing in Tahoe, which, you know, as Kirsten can, you know, attest, is unrivaled. Mm-hmm. It's a great experience. Typically, you know, these storms will end, sun will come out, people will be out skiing and riding in t-shirts, and it's just a great scene. So encourage everyone to come up. It's also a great time to learn to ski and ride because the snow's a little bit softer. As I said, you don't have to have all the winter clothes, and it's, you know, beautiful this time of year.
More than 50 years in the making, at least for Diamond Peak Ski Resort. Okay, Kirsten, I mean, we know that the tourism industry is the driving force behind the Tahoe economy. From your perspective in North Lake Tahoe, how has the business community benefited from all of this snow?
I think Paul spoke to it with the extended season. So the business community will definitely continue to see traffic that is driven by the ski resort into the spring. And that's a real positive because instead of foot traffic kind of dropping off for, you know, between Easter and the start of summer, we're expecting it to just continue on because we'll have all those amazing activities that you normally would do in the spring. You can go kayaking. Some of the lower down, the lower elevation trails might clear out for some hiking. But then you'll also have the skiing. So you can ski in the morning, go kayaking in the afternoon. We're expecting to have a phenomenal spring season that will extend right up into the summer months. So that's the real positive of this. I mean, besides the amazing ski season that we're having, as Paul said, the cold temperatures have just kept the snow in such great shape. Everything is open. All the lifts are turning. The mountains are skiing differently than they've ever skied before because there's just so much snow. So that's been a real pleasure all winter long. And now we're going to head into the spring skiing season, and then that'll take us right through till summer. So it's really looking like it's going to be an amazing spring.
What were some of the big challenges that local businesses had to overcome this year so far?
Well, no, it's definitely not a secret. I mean, the sheer volume of snow that had to be moved is definitely a challenge for everyone. It's a challenge for local businesses. It's a challenge for the homeowners. It's been a challenge for the school district. So everyone has really had to face that together. And then, of course, as you already mentioned, you know, the road closures, there have been quite a few of them. And so that's made it hard for people to come and go. So there's been a challenge there in terms of, you know, business, our local businesses, our locally owned businesses, the restaurants, the retail shops that really depend on that foot traffic throughout the winter. The foot traffic has naturally been down during those storm cycles. So there definitely have been, you know, not just the operational challenges, but also the business volume challenges. But again, you know, looking to offset that by having this amazing extended spring season.
Paul, what challenges did this much snow, piggybacking on Kirsten, what challenges did it bring to mountain operations?
First and foremost, you know, a lot of shoveling. With our big, big props to all of our mountain operations teams and all of them at all the ski resorts around the region. They certainly had to dig out more than probably ever. It's, you know, when you get this much snow and then you add some of the wind loading that comes along with these big storms, dumping even more snow against buildings, against chairlifts, against doorways, all of that needs to be dug out and then groomed. And so, you know, here at Diamond Peak, it was really all about just trying to be as flexible as possible, both with our operations. And fortunately, our customers were very understanding. You know, they were dealing with the same thing, getting to the resort, having to be pretty flexible and patient with the roads, maybe taking alternate routes. a lot of our employees had to take alternate routes to get to the resort to open things up as well. And so we definitely had some flexibility in terms of, all of our operations, but, very proud of our staff, how they came through it. And again, these are the seasons that we all dream about. And so while it can be challenging when you're in the midst of, the third atmospheric river in a row, when you get to look back at a season like this, there's really some pride there in terms of having, not only survived, but thrived and provided an amazing skiing and snowboarding experience for those, skiers and riders who were able to get up here and play in the snow.
Yeah, and we're not out of the woods yet. I mean, we have another storm moving through Northern California. What do you want people to know if they're heading up to the North Tahoe area before they hit the road, Paul?
Obviously plan in advance for the worst case scenario. Make sure you're ready, your vehicle's ready. And that means, four-wheel drive with snow tires or you're carrying chains and you know how to put them on and use them. It's always good to practice that somewhere dry so that when you have to do it on the side of a highway, you know how to put those chains on. Stay flexible, make sure you're monitoring the weather and all the road conditions and road closures because, nobody wants to have, a 10-hour drive, from Sacramento up to North Lake Tahoe only to then, barely get on the slopes. So, yeah, be flexible, be prepared. And if it looks terrible, know that all of these ski resorts have recently extended their seasons and we're going to have a great spring. So, if it's going to be an awful drive, then, come another day.
Yeah. Kirsten, I would imagine that happens more times than any of you would like to count, those really long, grueling drives for people that, weren't prepared and maybe a little impatient of enjoying North Tahoe. But, maybe they should have waited for another time when the weather was more favorable.
And the weather being favorable, and also if you can come midweek, that's one of the biggest secrets of enjoying Tahoe to the fullest is the ski days. Tomorrow is going to be one of the best ski days of the year. So if you can flex your schedule, if you can come up midweek, as Paul said, watch the road conditions, but also, watch the weather. The ski resorts put out a lot of information via their proprietary apps. So wherever you're planning to ski, make sure that you've downloaded that app and you're familiar with all the information they're putting out. And if you can come midweek, if you can come tomorrow, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the exciting changes that's happening in North Lake Tahoe, Kirsten. From Crystal Bay, what's happening with the historic hotels there, like the Biltmore and others?
Yes, there's been an announcement. It's very exciting. The property of the Biltmore, which is a very historic property, it was, I believe the Biltmore was open for over 75 years. And it's in an amazing location, sitting, right up with a lake views and that is going to become a Waldorf Astoria. So we're really excited to welcome a new lodging partner into our community. So there's going to be some great redevelopment happening in that Crystal Bay community. The Crystal Bay Club, which is currently open, is one of the most beloved music venues in North Lake Tahoe. So that's a great little corner of the North Shore.
Paul was talking about those bluebird days where you can ski in a t-shirt and sunscreen. So obviously we're rounding the corner to spring and eventually summer. Looking ahead to those months, Kirsten, I would imagine other recreational activities are probably going to be great. I'm thinking of like river rafting along the Truckee River. When people are planning their summer vacations and breaks, what should they plan for?
I would plan for a lot of water. The lake will be very high. The river will be running. So as you said, river rafting will be very fun this summer. Any kind of boating activity out on Lake Tahoe is going to be great. The beaches might be a little smaller this year than last summer. So it'll be, paddleboarding has become extremely popular up here for sure. And the North Shore is a bastion of places. We have so many places to go paddleboarding. So I would say when you are planning your summer vacation, plan some water activities more than you would have in the past, because we're going to have a lot of water.
Finally, Paul, I want to end with you. How does the snow season prepare you for next year? What are the big lessons learned?
Certainly, enjoy it when it comes. over the last, say, 10 seasons, it's been a roller coaster, everything from drought years to record-setting snowfall years, and very few kind of just what we consider average. So I would say, you know, Diamond Peak is in a location where, you know, snowmaking has been something that we've invested in heavily from the very beginning. And we will continue to, you know, always make snow in the early season, trying to guarantee that consistency and that consistent snowpack. But then when we get a winter like this, where Mother Nature just adds more and more, and we get to be skiing and riding into, you know, into May, it's really just about enjoying it and trying to stay, you know, stay positive in those moments when you are shoveling out, and remembering that, you know, because of that work and because of all that prep work that we do at the resorts, we're able to extend the season and really go deep into the spring. So I think that's going to be our takeaway, is, you know, really enjoying it, getting ready for next year as we always do. And we'll just be flexible and see what Mother Nature brings.
Paul and Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Paul Raymore is with Diamond Peak Ski Resort, and Kirsten Gwynn is with the North Tahoe Community Alliance. Up next, a first-of-its-kind study by UC Merced is revealing the tough decisions families were forced to resort to during last year's infant formula shortage and the potential consequences to their baby's nutrition and health. We'll learn more about the study. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.